Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we rock and roll along on this Wednesday edition of the Kenny and JT. Thanks for hanging out with us. We were talking some Browns football there. Kevin Stefanski has his team working out in Berea, mandatory mini camps. How about this? Hard to believe we are entering week number 9 of the USFL season with Amazing. Our home teams this year, the New Jersey Generals and the Pittsburgh Maulers. And joining us once again, as he has throughout the season, is the head coach of the Pittsburgh Maulers. Got a chance to meet him in person this past week at the game I went to between New Jersey and Memphis, and that would be Ray Horton. Coach, how are you?
Excellent, and it was a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, we had fun on Sunday, I think it was. Lose track of my weekends, I'm sure, like you, Coach. But you do know that you've got two games left heading into this weekend's game. And before we get to that, Coach, I went back and I did a deep dive into your season, right? You're 2-6 on the year, but I noticed that 4 of your 6 losses are by one possession or less. So you've been right there, Coach, in a lot of these games, including last week as you miss a last-second field goal or you could have walked off a winner. What needs to improve, Coach, to make sure those one-possession games end up on the winning side instead of the losing side?
Have you been in our meetings or talking to our players? Because that was my exact message. Here's what I told them. In the last 35 seconds to 2 minutes of the first half on our defense. And then our offense has struggled in the second half of games. So what I told our guys was, you know, on defensive side, you've got to shore up the 2 minute, and on offense, we've got to come out firing at halftime. And it's as simple as that. We've been in every single game in the fourth quarter but one, Memphis.
Yeah.
Yeah, you talk about a tough luck game, man. I was watching the Stallions game. You guys taking on Birmingham, and I believe that game was up here. You take the lead late in that game. You give up a kickoff return. That's got to drive a head coach absolutely insane, doesn't it?
It does, but if you remember with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, right before halftime, the quarterback runs scrambled.
Yep.
You look at those plays, I mean, we easily could have beat the defending champions, and we've been in every game. Yep. So we sit back and we look and we just go, guys, we've played every team. Only one team has really beat us, Memphis. Can we not make a run here at the end of the season?
Yeah, and Coach, it's setting up perfect for you too. And some people out there saying, "What are you talking about, Road Man? They're 2-6. What do you mean it's setting up perfect?" Here's why: in the North Division, okay, the leader is only at 4-4. The Philadelphia Stars, the second place team right now, and the top two teams make the playoffs in the USFL. The Michigan Panthers, who you've already defeated 23-7 earlier this year, they're 3-5. And guess what? You play Michigan this week, and you play New Jersey the following week. Both games at home. So it does set up perfectly for you, doesn't it, Coach, to win that second playoff spot?
You know, I told our guys a month from Saturday is the USFL championship game in Canton. I said, I expect to be playing in that game. In essence, all four games would be at home. Our two remaining games and the two playoff games would be our team.
How awesome is that? What has it meant to you and your team to not only be playing here at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, but actually staying in Canton? How's it been so far, Coach?
Well, you know, it is a fan appreciation weekend for both games, and obviously they'll be giving away some prizes and stuff. But for us and me, I'm driving back right this moment from East Liverpool, Ohio. Mm. I drove an hour south and east to deliver a fan a shirt and hat. He wrote and said, can you come out? I drove out to give him some stuff. Canton and the area has been so, so supportive of us. Met a lot of great fans and just people. No lie, I walked into a Circle K yesterday, and the lady goes, are you the coach? Are you the head coach? I looked around like, what is this? And she goes, can I go out to my car and get your rookie card? Will you sign my rookie card? And I looked at her, and I said, yeah, and I still thought it was a joke. But it wasn't. I mean, the fans have been just outstanding for us.
Yeah, and I was there Sunday. You played last Saturday. I was there for Sunday's game between New Jersey who they played. They played the Showboats on Sunday, and they came up a little bit short. And you were there scouting coach. You and your son. I was up in the press. How about this, JT? I meet coach about the second quarter of the game. He comes over, introduces himself. We had talked on the radio, but great to meet him in person. He goes and he sits down with his son, who's his defensive coordinator, and they're hard at work taking notes. I'm sitting there eating the chicken, the rice, the broccoli,
Shocker.
The vegetables, the cookie. Dude, they fed us well at the game. So shout out to Jim Houck and Riz and the guys there that are in charge of the USFL for the Canton Hub. Do a fabulous job with it. But, Coach, that's the other great thing, too, right, about having games in Canton. You can scout games in person without having to travel very far.
Yeah, and you know, we double dip. We watch Memphis. We watch New Jersey. We did that down in Memphis. We watch New Jersey, and we watch Houston. So it really is convenient because you get to, like you said, scout and sit in the stands and get the vibe of the fans. And, you know, I keep saying our fans have been so supportive. It's really like, you know, this is our stadium, our hometown.
Coach, how do we stack up with the other hubs in the USFL? You know, we're still playing games in Birmingham. We're still playing games in Michigan. Obviously, the Michigan stadium's an NFL stadium. But when you think about Tom Benson, it's not too big of a drop-off from the NFL. In fact, we all know that we play the Hall of Fame game there. But how do things stack up versus the other hubs in the USFL?
Well, obviously, it's a smaller venue, so it's not an NFL arena. But I think what makes it nice is the facilities are first-rate. The support staff at the Hall of Fame is outstanding. The backdrop is unbelievable. And I've said it many times. It's a field of dreams. You have the Hall of Fame within a pitching wedge of the field. And I go back to the fans' support. The support has been outstanding in Canton.
Ray Horton is our guest. He's the head coach of the Pittsburgh Maulers of the USFL. Their final two regular season games are in Canton. They will play this Saturday, June 10th, against the Michigan Panthers at noon. And check this out. The game day promotion this weekend, it's Fan Appreciation Day. Pittsburgh Maulers bobblehead to be given away, $1 hot dogs and sodas. So if you haven't been, it's only $10 for your ticket. Go to theusfl.com, get your ticket for that game on Saturday. And then if you want to go back on Sunday, the Generals and the Stars will be playing. And, Coach, we're big Philadelphia Stars fans this weekend, aren't we?
Yes, we are. But you know something? If we take care of our business, we don't need help.
That's right.
We take help? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because you're right. You control your own destiny, Coach. If you win your last two games, you're in, correct?
Absolutely. And today was one of, I'd say our best practices in the last month. It was outstanding. The guys were focused. They were uber paying attention. And it was just one of our better practices leading into one of our most important games.
Coach, I'm always curious from this perspective as a fan. JT played football, I played basketball. So we have some competitive juices in our body, and that we understand winning and losing and how it affects individuals. But as a head coach, your kicker blew it, had a great game up until the final kick when he missed that last kick that would have won the game for you. As a coach, how do you make sure you pick his spirits up because you're going to need him again, and he's won you some games already this year? Take me through that as a coach, because it's tough to lose that way, but you have to be able to, you know, count on this guy in the remaining two games and maybe the postseason.
I think Chris is probably our most important acquisition that we've had this year. He gives me so much confidence. When they said he missed it, I was like, what are you talking about? And you know, we all have a bad play, a bad moment. That was one of his. It just happened to be the last kick of the game. But total confidence in him. I didn't say a word to him. I didn't have to. I mean, he's won games for us. He's picked our spirits up. He's an outstanding kicker. And if it comes down to it again, I know he'll make it.
All right, so tell me a little bit about the Michigan Panthers. I mentioned earlier in this interview, you beat them 23-7. This year in Michigan. So what did you learn from that? How have they changed from then to now? What are going to be the keys to getting a win on Saturday at 12 noon?
Yeah, you know, we talked about us really this week. Obviously, we beat Michigan up there. It's a different venue that we're playing in. It's a different time. It's a different team. So are we. We're a different team. I think we have more confidence. I think what we have to do is love the quarterback up there. He's been up and down. You know, they went through their losing and winning streak. So we've all, the USFL has been hot and cold. And it's who's playing best in the playoffs. And really, you look at our games, you just mentioned to us, we're all one-score games. I think we're really playing well. It's just the factor of how do you win? How do you get over the hump? Well, I told the guys, it's focus.
Be focused from the start to the end. It takes four full quarters. I'll give you an example. We watched the Denver Nuggets in game two. They get up by 15 points, in the second quarter. They're up eight going into the fourth quarter, and it looked like they took their foot off the gas and lost their focus, coach. And guess what? They lost the game. So how do you make sure your guys get it? Do you drum it into their heads all week long that it's four full quarters and focus, or do you think you did it already and they understand?
Well, I think the 2 minute segment with the defense and how they've given up a score in six of the games, and how the offense has struggled in the second half. Now they're aware of it. And the other thing I've talked about is the Arlington Renegades in the XFL. They were the second place team that went on to win the championship. And tomorrow we're going to talk about the 2022 Tampa Bay Buccaneers that had a losing record with Tom Brady, but still got into the playoffs, and the Washington, at the time, football team that also had a losing record that got into the playoffs. So to me, it doesn't matter that you're playing your best ball late in the season, and we actually are playing our best ball now.
That's good. And again, once you get to the playoffs, everybody's 0-0, and you start from scratch.
Yes,
and if you are playing your best ball at that time, that's what matters most. And again, for everybody out there, if you haven't been to a game, take the opportunity this Saturday, June 10th, the Maulers hosting the Panthers of Michigan. It's a 12 noon kickoff on Saturday, and it is also Fan Appreciation Day. Maulers bobblehead, $1 hot dogs and sodas. I ran out of time. I wanted to go buy some gear. Coach, I still think you guys have the best uniforms, and the T-shirts and that are fantastic. So the gear looks great up there in the black and gold now that they've made that switch from the purple and the orange.
Yeah, you know, it's a traditional Pittsburgh thing of black and gold, and we went there. And like I said, I'm driving back from East Liverpool, just dropped off some merchandise, some hats, bobbleheads to a couple fans out here. So come on down, buy a couple things for your kids for the summer.
Coach, we always appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck on Saturday and the rest of the season, and we hope to see you in the playoffs.
Appreciate it, guys, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday watching the New Jersey team play.